The Church of the Holy Spirit was built on the site of a pre-existing structure and was consecrated by the Archbishop of Bari and Bitonto, Monsignor Magrassi, on 19th September 1998. The building has an innovative shape and was designed by the architect Luigi Corriero as one of the large open space on a square plan. It is a functional space, welcoming the congregation at the entrance, which covered by a projecting roof supported by slender columns. The interior of the church is vaulted, with curved beams channeling the light to create a sober but dynamic atmosphere. The visual path is marked by a diagonal which connects the entrance with the heart of the church. The presbytery is slightly raised and is central, presenting itself as a shared space. The altar, the pulpit, and the baptismal font are arranged in such a way as to encourage participation. On the concave wall of the apse, next to the wooden crucifix situated in the centre, are the paintings depicting the apparition of Christ risen at the Last Supper by Enza Eliotropio and the Pentecost by Gaetano Paglione and Pietro Mora. On the right of the presbytery is an altar designed by the architect Domenico Jacobellis, housing the tabernacle. It has the form of a stone triangle against the wall, raised by two steps. The perfectly balanced modular composition is formed by triangles, circles and squares. Mounted on the altar shelf is the bronze relief of the Last Supper by local artist Pino Conte, and next to this is the image of the young servant of God, Santo Scorese. Along the perimeter walls, narrow windows appear at regular intervals, and the 14 stations of the cross are displayed between the windows, created by the artist Tommaso Fiore. These works provide a visual narration of the Passion in a contemporary language, accessible to all. At the back of the building and in the basement, there are rooms for catechism, a function room, and other spaces provided for meetings, teaching, and community activities. This church was in fact meant as a place where the spiritual dimension is translated into concrete experiences through dialogue, education, and sharing.